Hi everybody, I'm at the ReactOS booth and I'm talking to
Colin Fink.
Hi Colin, can you tell me what ReactOS is?
So ReactOS is an open source effort to create an operating system that can run all applications and drivers written for Microsoft Windows. So we are basically trying to establish the Windows platform as an open source platform.
That is fully supported and maintained, bug fixes maintained, I guess.
There's an active development community around it. It's still a big effort. We're still having much work to do, but it's emerging very nicely, and more and more Windows stuff is working nowadays.
Okay, what sort of applications can you get running on it now?
For example, MS Office 2007 runs nicely already. We have recently got, for example, the Java platform or also .NET running on it. More and more applications written for these languages are supported. Right now, what we are showing here are also laptops which run with the common Windows drivers. So, for example, this is using a third-party Broadcom network driver.
Always the bane of everyone's life.
I'm sorry?
Always a problem for people. Broadcom drive.
We have the advantage that we can use the official ones by Broadcom and don't need to resort what others are supporting in their free time.
Okay, and so how stable is it? Is it? Can you use it? Could I run an organization on it at this point?
It's not yet ready for everyday use and for every task, but for example, we have some users already who just need Windows for a single purpose. Like there's one application that requires Windows, and if that one runs in a VM, you can actually, ReactOS could be a solution to them. Already at this stage.
Okay, very good. And what have you planned coming up this year?
For this year, first of all, we have planned to be more present at exhibitions like FOSDEM or also upcoming ones like at Chemnitz or in Bonn. What else? There's currently a huge effort to support Office 2010, the more recent version, and then also 2013 and all that. More support of really those, what you would say, killer applications for Windows. I think this will be a huge effort that's going to be done in 2017. As well as, for example, more stable USB support. Right now we are still distributing CDs, giveaway CDs here, but we're looking forward to do that with USB drives in the future.
And who is supporting the, is there anyone supporting the project financially, or is it entirely community-based?
It is entirely community-based. We are totally running on donations, but we are having a German non-profit organization handling this, and due to some very successful fundraising campaigns, we are having some money now which we can use to fund the development. For example, that Office 2010 effort is currently being done by some paid developers who are fixing those issues nobody else wants to look at. You sometimes have this problem, and then it's good when you have some money for paid development. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for taking the time, and good luck with the rest of the show.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.